Hello learners, welcome to National Institute of Open Schooling. Today, we will be covering the fourth chapter in your syllabus, that is, Father, Dear Father. Sometimes, we feel that the adults in our family do not understand us and they make us do what they think is right. Here is a letter written by a boy to his father about what he thinks of his education and the kind of education he is really interested in. This lesson is an unsent letter written by a student named Rahul to his father. This letter was published in the Hindu newspaper as an article. It hints that Rahul came second to class and he informed about this to his father, which was certainly not liked. The father bluntly told him to think before answering without even trying to know as to how the rank slipped. This shows that the father-son relationship was not a close one. Rahul and his father were very different. They were poles apart. Rahul's father was a typical rigid-minded Indian parent who believed in high score. He led a complicated and boring life. He earned well and believed in the importance of money. He had a set of rules written for his son. Rahul's father had a specific approach to life and couldn't expect his son to go against this approach. He had an uncompromising attitude and had always taught his son to be molded in the mold of his beliefs. He often asked his son to think twice before studying and before answering the papers. He scolded Rahul for losing his first rank. Rahul, on the other hand, was intelligent but loved a simple and natural life. He was inspired by the lifestyle of his grandparents. Rahul learned from his grandparents that peace of mind and happiness were the most important things in life. For Rahul, practical education mattered more than theoretical examinations. In Rahul's opinion, high scores were of no use if one was unable to put his theoretical knowledge into practice. Real education is that which comes handy in our day-to-day life. For instance, it should teach us how to protect our plants from pests, how to fix a fuse, or how to make your own desk using your carpenter tools. Rahul's argument against the education system in India is quite convincing. He's against the Indian educational system, which is characterized by rote learning without any practical exposure to the real world. Rahul, in the lesson, condemns the emphasis placed on examinations, marks, and ranks. Rahul was very fond of his grandfather. Rahul's grandfather was a man who believed in simplicity. He was in sharp contrast to Rahul's father. Rahul often asked his father whether his grandfather was a liar in order to remind him that his grandfather's life was the one worth living and not any failure. Rahul, in the lesson, refers to the 70 years age of his grandfather and questions his father if the world has turned upside down during this period. It was during these 70 years that his grandfather had acquired a loads of experience which Rahul considered ideal. Learners, in the chapter, Rahul's grandfather had a carefree and a beautiful childhood. His days were spent plucking the mangoes and guavas from their orchards, having picnics on the banks of the river, where the men cooked mouth-watering food played marbles and gilly dandas. During grandfather's time, studies were just an addition. They were just an ancillary subject. Then, living and experiencing were the major subjects. Rahul's father, on the other hand, was highly educated and provided well for the family, but was far from experiencing the many little things in life. Rahul, in the text, questions, what's the point of learning things like the Pythagoras theorem or Newton's law of gravity when he doesn't use it in his departmental store? His doctor friends and his lawyer brother also don't use these theories. Rahul's grandmother was semi-literate, while his mother was highly qualified. Yet his grandmother lived a happy and contented life and was very wise. She took delight in cooking, gardening, and reading the Gita. Rahul's mother, on the other hand, was always tensed and nervous. Rahul questions his father whether literacy has become a harbinger of restlessness, fear, and frustration. In the lesson, Rahul continuously ponders on whether literacy makes one restless, afraid, and frustrated. Rahul had an unpleasant experience with his biology teacher. When his rose plant was attacked by pests, Rahul wanted to seek advice of his teacher to save his plant. But the teacher got irritated, as she thought it was a question out of their syllabus, and asked him to approach a gardener for advice. The teacher serves as a warning to all those teachers who do not show any interest or reverence towards their profession and mold the students into mere mechanical objects. Rahul often finds it frustrating to read about things like why the apple doesn't fall upwards, what Archimedes did, hypotenuse, and relational square roots, when that doesn't help him much. All he wants to know are the stuff that helps him in his daily life, like how to keep the rose plant healthy, how to make a desk with his carpenter tools, and what to do when there is a fuse in the house. These things are not even written in the school texts, and no teacher teaches it. He feels like he's not living and observes that life is just passing by. He questions on the point of being like the character Venu from an award-winning film, who memorized that the hibiscus plant is red 100 times but colored it yellow in the book. He feels that if he meets Newton, then he wouldn't even recognize him, as he is so busy learning about him. Rahul, in the lesson, expresses a fear that his rigid schooling deprives him from the joys of learning. He constantly tells his father that the overemphasis on his studies has taken away all his enjoyment from his childhood. He says that education does not seem to make people happy. Rahul condemns our educational system and explains the reason for losing his first rank. It was due to his disagreement with his teacher regarding an answer in English grammar. Although the teacher was wrong, but he was adamant that he was correct. Rahul criticizes such an education system which curbs independent thinking and encourages blind adherence to whatever the teacher teaches. In the lesson, he uses satire and writes that if his teacher says George Bush is the president of India, sun rises in the west, or the earth is flat, then even though it is completely wrong, he'll henceforth, for the sake of getting the first rank, will write it so. O Father, dear Father, learners, is a heart-wrenching letter addressed to a father by his son. The letter writer, Rahul, is the class topper in his school who slips to the second rank for losing a quarter marks. This letter is his anguished plea to his father, who scolds him for losing his first rank. Rahul, in the lesson, is against the Indian educational system, which is characterized by rote learning without any practical exposure to the real world. He condemns the emphasis placed on examination, marks, and ranks. Learners, let's just go through some important points from the text. Rahul believes in high score. Rahul's father cannot compromise. Rahul's father believes that money is very important. Rahul's father doesn't trust his son. He trusts his teachers more. On the other hand, Rahul believes in a simple life. He believes in a flexible and an easygoing life. Rahul believes that peace of mind and happiness is very important. He, in the lesson, says that his teachers are very adamant and stubborn. In the chapter, rote learning is condemned by Rahul and he emphasizes more on thinking and reasoning. Thank you.